Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank God we finally got some rain here, so we're feeling really happy about that. It's been raining almost every day, and we're grateful for the rain here. This is one of the few places I've been in my travels where when it rains, we celebrate. So we've been celebrating the wonderful and marvelous rain that has been coming down in Phoenix. We are so happy and grateful for God blessing us with good rain, you know, because the desert was getting pretty dry, and we were getting a little concerned about drought. I don't know if we're totally out of the woods, but it looks like we're in really good shape now. So all praise to God. So thanks. To all of my old listeners, I am so grateful that you decided to come back today and listen, because whether you're aware of it or not, it is through your collective group that provide energy to the show. You know, energy is something that's unseen, but it's real. And the more of you that get involved, stay involved, and come on board, it really makes a big difference in how we're able to operate. Your energy makes a huge difference. So grateful. And a few of you, it's like you've been with me almost ever since I've been doing this show, and I'm grateful for that. And especially some of my really good friends, my beloved friend there in North Arizona. Thank you, my dear, for tuning in this morning. I'm so grateful for you, as always. So to all my new listeners, my guests, welcome to the Holistic Show. Ministry Show, and if you keep your open mind, open thoughts, and I think that you're in the right place, and you were born here today because the Creator wants you to be exposed to something different in some way, okay? We are not a traditional type of church. This is a New Thought Metaphysical Ministry, and we do not operate in a box here. We follow the teachings of some of the greater prophets and ascended masters, ascended hosts. So we kind of try to stick with truth to the best of our knowledge, okay? So there's no dogma here, okay? You're not going to be chastised, or you're not going to be criticized in any way for whatever you do, because you're a free spirit and you have a right to do and be as you are. And I love it, okay? So thank you so much for being here this morning. So for all of you who know, have been listening to the show before, you know I always start the show with a prayer. And today is no different, because we need God's support and God's energy and the help of all the ascended masters and hosts that help us. And I am just a vessel, as I tell you all the time. I'm a vessel, grateful to be one, and think that God utilized me in the manner that I am utilized to be able to bring forth a little word of knowledge and information. I am so grateful for that, just to be acceptable to be able to do that for you, beloved ones. But anyway, let's do prayer this morning. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for all the wonders and magnificent things that you have allowed us to experience over the week. We know that you are the source of everything that we need, everything we desire, and everything we want. We know that if we tap into you, God, knowing that you are with us, you are in our presence, physical temples. You have given us the I Am presence inside of us to sustain us and to keep us connected to you, God. So we are so grateful this morning for all that you have allowed to continuously be, and we give gratitude and thanks to all of our ascended masters who are helping and guiding and showing us the directions. We give thanks for our personal guardian angels who are there with us 24/7, who are keeping protection over us when we're asleep and when we're woke. Our guardian angels keep us safe. So we give gratitude and thanks to you, beloved guardian angels. So we say thank you. So this morning I want to give a special prayer for all those frontline workers, doctors and nurses who are out there working with this pandemic, and they're putting themselves out on the line. And we are grateful for what you do. We're grateful that you're willing to make the sacrifice to go out there and to be able to support others. We are so, so grateful for you. And, of course, we give blessings for all those who are stuck with a dis-ease that is pretty bad. So we just say thank you, God. Give those loved ones divine protection and keep them in their white light of protection and keep them surrounded by the universal love and let them know that all is well. All is well. We give prayer this morning for America, and we pray for its government. We pray that each member of the government that is helping to support and helping the people will do as they are supposed to do, that they will do the right thing and always put the people first. We ask you, God, to give them their mind, give them the right mind, the right thoughts, and give them the ability to make the right action and right concern about what's going on. We pray this morning for all the other countries in the universe, what's going on. We pray for all those beloved ones in Afghanistan who are being challenged right this moment. We pray for safety of all the Americans who are trying to get out safe, that you will keep them and help them to be able to make it home. We pray for all the Afghans who are there and left in the situation, that you will have mercy upon them and show them compassion. So thank you, God, for all there is. And so we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. Okay, beloved ones, we thank God for that prayer. We thank God to be with us this morning as we are. So, beloved ones, how often have you made promises to God and fell short of your commitment? How often have you done that? Well, I'm going to tell you right now that if you are truthful to yourself, you have done it many times. You have done it many times, and thank God that God doesn't hold us accountable for those commitments that we make. But we, many times you have said, God, if you just give me one more chance, I'll do this way, I'll do that way, and for some reason, we fall short, because you are here on planet Earth to learn, and you're in school. And like I said, if you be truthful about yourself, you realize that is happening to you many times. I'm here to tell you, you're not by yourself, beloved ones. And I'm also here to tell you that God has not given up on you. That's right. God has not given up on you regardless of your imperfections. If anything has gone wrong, you have maybe given up on God, but God has never, ever given up on you and would never give up on you under no circumstances. There's nothing so heinous you could do here on planet Earth that will make God separate from you. Like I said, if the separation is being done, it's because you, beloved ones, are making a choice to separate yourself from God. See, brothers and sisters, God's love, mercy, and grace goes beyond the human understanding. I'm going to repeat that to you. God's love, mercy, and grace go beyond most human understanding. You have no idea how much God really loves you, care for you, and are showing you grace and mercy all the time. Okay, you are a child of the Most High God. And when I say you are the child of the Most High God, you truly are. Your DNA, your spiritual DNA, is components, is made up of the same essence creators who created the universe, beloved one. You are one with God, and God will never forsake you or leave you, and you are there. And God, our creator will always forgive us for anything we do and will always welcome us back home when we make a mistake or when we go astray. And we often do that, humans. And we often do that in our human characteristics and our human traces. We make mistakes. We make errors. But it's okay, because I told you we're here on planet Earth and this is school. So if you're going to make a mistake and do it, this is where you're going to do it. But God will never, ever, ever, ever turn his back on you, because of any error you made. Blah, blah. Know that in your heart. Know that in your heart that if you make a mistake, God is not going to forsake you or leave you, okay? He will always be there with you, always. You know, humans have many laws that govern us. And today, we're going to be talking about how obedient are you to the universal laws of God? That is what today's topic is. How obedient are you to the universal laws of God? Okay, man, we have many different laws as human beings that we are being governed under. We have man-made laws that are made through the government, through the state, through the county. There are laws that govern our actions and in society. And thank God they are, because I think that laws can be great if they're worked and used properly. But when we look around and we see what's happening when it comes down to laws, we can see there is some imperfections going on with human beings when it comes down to laws and what it is that they should be doing. Something about our human nature can be very rebellious against laws and things that are set aside. You know, those laws, especially when it comes down to man-made laws. Unfortunately, the penal jails are full with people who have no respect for the law or did not respect the law. Of course, there's people there that's innocent and not guilty of what they'd be accused of, but there's a large portion of them that are there because they violated some of the federal or state or local laws, okay? So now let's talk about the laws of the Ten Commandments. See, these were the laws that were given to Moses. When Moses went up in the mountain and he came and had a one-on-one conversation with God, when he was coming out of bringing the slaves out of Egypt, and God gave him these set of commands, and these things that we were to do. See, these laws was given to help govern our moral and spiritual life. These Ten Commandments were based on those type of things. And to me, it's all the Ten Commandments is just common sense. Things that we should just automatically do as human beings, spiritual beings, we should just automatically do these things. For example, thou shalt not kill. My God, I mean, what do you need a law to tell you that you should not kill anything that's not trying to harm you, especially? Okay, do you really need someone to tell you that it's inappropriate to take someone else's life? I don't think so. That should not steal. My goodness gracious, if it don't belong to you, why would you take it? It ain't yours. Never take something that belongs to someone else. But do you really need someone? Did we really need someone to tell us not to take or steal from someone else? No, I don't think so. I don't know why that people find such a hard time to honor and obey these laws, which are pretty things to do. But you know, that human nature inside of us are a little bit different, my loved one. It appears to me that humankind has challenges obeying these laws for some reason. There are consequences when you do not obey these laws, whether the man-made laws or laws of of Moses and the Ten Commandments. When you are in violation of some of these laws, you will suffer in some consequences. You can have consequences to not obeying the laws of God and of society. Okay, and you will more than likely pay for these laws in your present incarnation or your future incarnation. If you violate some of these laws in the way that you do, you're going to pay for them at some price. And then later on, we're going to get more into the universal laws, and I'll tell you really how that works and how that affects you. See, some of these laws, there's no out for them other than direct punishment for you violating the laws. Okay? So when you start talking about universal laws, there is no walk around, beloved one. When you violate them, you will pay a price in your life, like I said, whether in this life or the next life. When you violate the universal laws of God, there is a price to pay. Many there's a universal laws that govern our lives that are way higher than man's law, and even higher than the moral and ethical law that was given to Moses. Some of these laws are really makes a total difference in your ability to function and to be a good spiritual being here on planet Earth. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. So your spiritual things that are connected to you are of more higher nature than even the physical things. Okay? And it's very, very important. Always remember, though, God will forgive you for your errors, when God forgive you for your errors, beloved one, you too have to take responsibilities for your violations. You have to commit to change your way of doing things. You cannot make errors and continually to go down the same path day in and day out and expect that the universal God force is going to support that. If you're in violations of that, you need to change your way. You just cannot keep doing it. Well, some call it repenting, you know, whatever. But I just say, hey, change of your errors and change your ways, and you will be able to operate from a different perspective. Not doing the same old thing day in and day out and then expecting something different to show up. That's not making a lot of sense. So let's dive a little bit into these universal laws, which we really want to talk about today in depth, because they're so important that and how it affects you. So I'm just going to give you a few examples of universal laws. There are many of them, and probably more than I even have any idea that's out there, but I know some of the ones that I personally deal with all the time, and many of you probably deal with, even if you don't know you're dealing with it. So let's just first talk about the law of attraction, okay? The law of attraction. You can never get around this law because it is operating 24/7. The law of attraction is never off. You're always sending out thoughts. You're always taking action, and you're always creating that a vibration from which you're sending these thoughts of producing these actions all the time. You can't turn it off, beloved one. It's there. It's the universal law. And like I said, whether it's mental or whether it's physical, it always returns to you. Every thought, every action that you produce always returns to you in some form. It may not return right then. It may not show up in the matter that you send it out. Most of the time, it won't show up in the matter you send it out. Usually, it comes back with more intensity. But at some point, you're going to have to take full responsibility for every thought and action that you produce in this universe, okay? Whether you pay for it in this incarnation or the next one, you're going to take responsibility for that, beloved one. Regardless of how large or how small, it doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter. Don't think you can get away with a little thing and think that you're not going to be responsible for it. You are. You are. And I think that people realize that they are being accountable for every action that they take. They would operate and govern their lives in a totally different way, because it's always going to come back sooner or later. Whatever you put out there, you're going to, and it works the same way with good things too. It's not only about the negativity, it's about the positive that you put out. So when you're putting out positive energy, guess what? You're going to get positive energy back. When you're giving out love, you're going to get love back. When you're giving out compassion, you're going to get compassion back. Someone's going to show you that same direct thing that you've shown someone else. And more than likely, it's not going to come from the people you give it to directly. It's okay. So share your love and give your love because you're only making your life better. Every time that you are showing love to someone else, beloved one, you are increasing the love that you can receive. And like I said, it's not necessary that the person that you love or the person that you show compassion to show it back to you. It ain't about that. It's about a universal law that is working here whenever you do that. So you cannot not do it. It's necessary for you to do it. This law is, and the key to this law, is, like I say, is to be able to give it, knowing with the idea that it's going to come back to you. It's to me, it's pretty simple, but for some, it may be a little bit difficult to understand that. It's simply do the right thing, beloved ones, and you know what the right thing is. There is a still, quiet voice inside of you that lets you know when you are going off the track. When you are doing something you are not supposed to do, you will know it inside of your being, okay? Not unless there's someone who has a real mental illness and not able to conceive truth from force or really have any understand of reality. Then there are some mental cases where people have lost touch with reality, okay? So that happens. As that happens. But for the majority of people who are still functioning and doing as they do, they have a still voice inside of them to say, hey, you know you're not supposed to do that. You know that's wrong. You know that's not acceptable. And that voice will always tell you. Because a lot of times we do it anyway, but we have been warned not to do certain things and that it is important for us not to make that move and do what we think is not for our highest good. Always try to follow the still voice of God that speaks to you before you do something. And like I said, being positive, having positive thoughts, create more of the same. Of course, when you have negativity, that creates more of the same as well. So I don't know why anyone would want negativity in their lives. But if that's something you choose to want to have and experience, you can get plenty of experiences of doing it, okay? But I'm thinking that most of the people that tune into this show are not operating in that matter, and they operate from a totally different perspective, and they're seeing things from a totally different perspective. So be aware, beloved one, of the right choices that you take. Yes, God has given you free will, and in your free will, you have the ability to accept, reject, or do as you choose to do, okay? But it's up to you how you do it, beloved one. Just because you have free will doesn't mean that you are to just go haphazardly and do all kinds of things that's not positive or things that are not of the higher nature, okay? Do not misuse or abuse your free will, okay? Make the right decisions. And listen to that soft voice of God letting you know that you are on the low road. You always want to participate. You always want to be in a higher state of consciousness. You always want to stay on the high road because that is where you're going to see your blessings come back when you're operating on the high road, beloved one. I say always put God first in everything, and everything else will work out. Whatever you do, think in your mind, is this a godly action, especially if you're acting with another human being? Is this a godly way to treat this person? Is this a godly way to do things? If it is, then you take the action that put God first in your action and in your thoughts, okay? When you find yourself in violation of these laws, one should immediately ask the Creator for forgiveness. Even for having the thought, especially if you follow through on it, you need to ask for forgiveness and get back on the right path. Get back on the right path, beloved ones, and make sure that don't continuously repeat that same error all the time. Because if you're repeating the same error and then crazy stuff is showing up in your life, it's because you are going through the same process and putting out that same kind of energy. And you're allowing this stuff to come back to you, and then you question, why is my life this way? Why is this showing up like this, and why is this happening? Because you created it, beloved ones. I can't make it no more simple than that. The law of attraction is always working, okay? And once you learn how to operate in accordance with the law of attraction, you will be more orderly. And God's great opulence will chase you down. You don't even have to go looking for good things to happen. It will automatically happen for you. God's opulence is always in the universe to give us good and to bless us. And when you're doing the right thing, and when you're in tune to your higher self, and you're in tune to God, you ain't got to worry about trying to figure out how things going to happen. The universe is going to create opulence for you. And it's going to really, really make a difference. So when you learn to keep God in the front part of your mind, you know that you're going to be blessed with God's opulence, and you're not going to have to worry about lack, because the opulence of God will flow into your life automatically. And many times you've heard me speak about the term opulence. And if you're new and you don't understand this terminology, opulence, let me make this very clear. I am not necessarily speaking about finances when you talk about opulence. I'm talking about having a quality life, having good relationships, having good health, you know, living good, and it's just the essence of life is good for you. That's all part of the essence of God. I mean, all part of the opulence of God. Not necessarily, yeah, and money is part of it, yes, absolutely, finances, but it's not all of it. It's all the other things that we have, too. Good friends, people who we can communicate with, people who we can talk to. Do you know what a blessing it is to be able to, especially when you're spiritual and you're operating in spiritual principles, to have a friend that you can call and talk to about spiritual things, or you can have a friend that you can call and you can pray together and you can have prayer together. Man, do you know how blessed that is, what that is, how wonderful it is? That's opulence that's, you know, phenomenal, especially when you have someone that you can pray with and someone that you can have a relationship with. That's all part of that process. So you must always, beloved, guard your thoughts. You must always keep in touch in your higher state of consciousness. Always keep God of your thoughts, because, you know, there's always thoughts coming in. There's a lot of stuff going on. So you're being bombarded every day with thoughts, with hundreds and thousands of thoughts. But you have to be clear of what it is that you're going to accept in your thought process and dismiss the ones that are not for your highest good all the time. Keep it away from you, beloved one, because every time you have those thoughts of corruption, thoughts of lack, thoughts of hate, thoughts of anything that's negativity, you are setting yourself up for more of that same kind. And you do not want that. You want to live the opulent life that God sent you here to do. Do what you need to do. Be creative. Live a good life. Be healthy. Have a good relationship. That is what opulence is all about. And that is what your Creator wanted for you to have and to experience, beloved one. So start living and with full understanding that you are to be blessed, that you are blessed, that, you know, that God's opulence is flowing in your life all the time, 24/7. Just think about, God is blessing me now. You know, God is blessing me now. Every day that you wake up, realize it was a blessing that you woke up. Realize that expect a miracle every day. Something wonderful is going to happen to you today. Have that kind of attitude. Not, I don't have enough money for this, or I'm having this bad relationship. No, beloved one. Change your thought. Change your world. Change your thought, change your will. When you start focusing on the things of a higher nature, the higher nature things can only show up in your life. Okay? So, now, let's go to another one of these universal laws, the law of forgiveness. Beloved one, you must stay in a constant state of forgiveness of yourself and for all of those who you feel have caused you harm. Okay? You have to forgive everything all the time. So you have to just make it a habit of forgiving yourself, because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to do things that are not for your highest good. It's going to happen. But you have to stay in that state of mind knowing that you are you are above that, and that you have the ability to release and let go. Because every time you hold on to those pains of unforgiveness, you are tying yourself to that situation. I think we talked about that a week or so ago, you know, that you, if you don't release, you tie yourself to that situation or to that person that you want to be away from. And every time you allow yourself to have that energy of that being, you are tying yourself to them. So you want to be able to let go and forgive yourself and forgive those who have violated you in any manner. When you speak about forgiveness, there's no way to be able to exist without it, beloved one. And also, I want to say this to you. Just because I talk to you about forgiveness, I'm not telling you to be anybody's doormat, okay? I'm not telling you to let people run over you, to let people misuse you, abuse you in any manner. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your rights and stand up in the matter that you need to do. You and your family, be willing to protect your physical body, protect your family under any circumstances, beloved one. Allow no harm to come to you that you can avoid. Stand up and protect yourself. And even Jesus was not so passive that he would not take things to another level, okay, if it needed to be. So do not think that anyway, since I'm telling you about forgiving everything, that you should not protect yourself and make sure that you are being well protected, okay? And remember to forgive all situations, minor or major infractions. Just get into practice of doing it. Even those folks who harm you today or cause you a confrontation today, at the end of the night, beloved ones, you have to release it. You have to let it go. I don't care how hideous it was or what happened, let it go. Release it and let it go. The beloved ones, if you want to create that flow of opulence I'm telling you about, then you need to, that's part of the thing, one of the things you have to learn to do is to be able to do that as well. See, God designed you to for opulence. God, and it's essential for you to do this forgiveness work every day. And never close your eyes with any hate or malice dislikes. Okay, beloved one, that is one of the universal laws that's there and one of those universal laws that you have to work if you want to have this flow of opulence that I'm telling you about. You always have to be willing to understand that you are a spiritual being having a human experience, okay? So you're learning and you're experiencing, and that's all good for you to be able to have these experiences. But there's certain things that you need to do that's universal if you want to maintain the good life here. And because these lives, these things that you're doing under these universal laws ain't going to change when you come in your next incarnation. These universal laws are still going to be the same regardless. Now, if you come back, all the depends when you come back and you reincarnate again, man, laws can change. What they're saying today may be different tomorrow, you know, when it comes down to laws, you know. It's always, the man's laws are always shifting and changing. But the universal laws of God never change. I don't care how many times you incarnate here or anywhere else in the universe, the universal laws of God are going to stay the same. And you have to make sure that you are participating and that you're using discipline in order to stay on track with these universal laws, okay? Loved one, it is really, really important. Okay, now let's talk about another one of these universal laws that's essential for us to be able to sustain ourselves. And this one is the law of gratitude. The law of gratitude, beloved ones. You can never outgive God. Regardless of how much you try, you cannot outgive God. You see, God is the source of all the goodness that show up in your life. I want you to understand that. I'm going to repeat this to you. God is the source of all the goodness that shows up in your life every day. When anything wonderful and marvelous is happening to you, is because of your universal God force showing up in your life. Okay, beloved one, it's very simple. It means that you need to show gratitude to your higher being who are allowing these things to show up in your life. That's what gratitude is, giving thanks, praise that your God force is working inside of you and allowing you to have this wonderful life and to bring about these things for you. And it's an amazing thing that when you show gratitude, this is what blows my mind when it comes to gratitude. The more gratitude you show, the more the universe will give you opportunities to show more gratitude. It's like, okay, he's happy that we bought him a good meal today. We're happy. He's happy that his friends stopped by and talked to him today. He's happy that he talked to a family member or whatever that brought you joy. When you say, thank you, God, I'm grateful for that, guess what? The universe go to work to create you another situation where you can give praise and give thanks. It's amazing. It's amazing that you are being rewarded because of the fact that you are allowing yourself to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm grateful for that which shows up in my life. See, the universe will just continue to give you more and give you more than you can even imagine, beloved one. You know, you can get to the point where your cup is overrunning because of the goodness of God, because the fact is that you are grateful that God has showed you something great and experience something great. Every day, make a list of the things that you're grateful for, at least 10 things. Write them down and just realize how grateful you are. And you will find that the 10 things that you wrote down, in a couple of days, you will have 15 things. And it just keeps multiplying. It keeps multiplying, beloved one. The universe is wonderful, wonderful when it flows like that, okay? And because, like I said, you can't outgive God. No way can you outgive God. So every time something good shows up in your life, thank you, God. Thank you for allowing me to have this experience today. Thank you, God, just for allowing me to have life. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. And I can walk, talk, and see, and still function. I have a few pains in my body. I have a few health challenges I may be dealing with. But I'm here, and God, I'm grateful, and I'm thankful. Always, beloved one, you know. I had a good meal last night. Thank you, God, for providing me this wonderful meal I had. And watch and see the next day you'll have even a better meal, okay? So that's what you want to do. Okay, you want to be able to have that experience and do that. And simply, all you have to do is be grateful for what you do have. Simple? Very simple. Okay, finally, let's talk about the law of giving and receiving. This is a very important one, beloved one. If you want more of God's offering to show up in your life, then you have to start giving more of the essence of yourself. You have to give more if you want more. Beloved one, each one of us need to find some person, some organization that we can support and give to and support in any way that we can. And I'm not necessarily saying you have to give give money if you don't have the money to give. How can you give it? But you can support that organization with your time. You can go volunteer. You can participate. You can do something toward that. And every time you give your time, you are giving of yourself. You are in the giving process. So whenever you're giving like that, you're opening up the door for receiving. Giving and receiving is one and the same. Okay? Whenever you give, you're going to receive. Beloved one, it's a universal law, okay? And like I said, it's not necessarily that you have to do it from a financial standpoint, but you do have to do it from the standpoint of giving of your time. See, your time is important too. When you take an hour out of your day to go and visit a sick person that you know that needs your help and to support your help, then and you could have been doing something else, but you just sacrificed that time and said, you know what, I'm going to help so-and-so to do something, or I'm going to go clean a house for them. I'm going to do something to make their life easier. That's giving, beloved ones. That's giving. That's giving of yourself. And that is so, so important for you to understand that it's a necessity to be able to have the offensive floor in your life. You need to start giving, okay? Of course, if you have the financial resource, then you can give that. You find an organization you want to support and do that. Other than that, you have the your time. Now, I do not physically understand the mechanics of the law, this law works. All I know is that it works, beloved ones. I know that it works. I know that it works because I have been practicing this giving and receiving for a while and really intense the last couple of months. I have been doing, I've been supporting a homeless shelter and a food bank, and my God, my blessings have come and been overwhelming, you know, just because of the fact that I understand. And I don't give it with the intent of receiving it, because I give it because I just think it's the right thing to do. But the universe will always give back to you. And what you receive is what will come back tenfold to you, beloved one. Especially if you're stuck in a place right now where your finances, or where you're being financially challenged, okay, the best thing you can do is go and try to help someone who's having a situation also. Not necessarily a financial situation, but go and help someone in a way. Go and volunteer to help them out. Fix them a meal if they need a meal, give them a meal. Put yourself in a state of giving. When you start giving, the receiving is going to come. If you want to get yourself out of that financial dilemma, start giving of yourself, beloved one. Whether you might have much to give, maybe you can give a dollar, or maybe you can give 50 cents, whatever it is, but give, because you will open yourself up to the reciprocal of giving is receiving, okay? So you need to know how to do that, beloved one, and you need to understand that is so, so important for you to be able to do. And I just want to talk a little bit about being able to receive. There are some people who have challenges receiving. Some of us actually block at receiving because for some crazy reason you believe that you are not deserving of the goodness of God. And when God wants to bless you, you saying, oh no, I don't need that, I don't want that, I don't deserve that. When someone wants to do something for you, special beloved one, don't stand in the way. Allow them to be blessed by supporting you, okay? And you learn to receive it, understanding that you're supporting that person who want to give to you. Someone want to give you an extra 20 bucks or whatever, don't say, oh, no, keep your money, I don't need it. Take it. Say, thank you, God. Thank you. I'm so grateful. You're allowing that person to be able to get in the flow. You see, beloved one, when you shut down to receive it, you are cutting off someone else's blessing. How dare you do that? How dare you stop someone else from not being blessed because you do not want to receive it, or you don't think you deserve to receive it? Learn to receive, beloved one. Learn to take in those things that's coming your way, and you will find that in the receiving, you will be, and if you have more than what you need, then you receive it, give it to somebody else. Find somebody else that can use it. And you keep that cycle of going, giving and receiving, giving and receiving. That's part of the universal laws, beloved one. So you need to do this and do these things consistently. And I hope that you, there, like I said, there's plenty of other universal laws. I'm not going to get into all the other ones, but there's other ones out there that you can utilize. And these laws supersede any law that man makes, okay? They supersede any law. And I would say that universal laws, even a step above the Ten Commandment laws, okay? Because I don't know why, like I said, I don't know why anyone would need to know that they should not kill, should not steal or rob from someone else. That's ludicrous to me, okay? One would think that it's okay to do that. But these universal laws are important for you to look, govern your life and live your life by, loved ones, okay? So it's so, so important. So this week I want you to start really focusing in on those universal laws that will make a difference in your life and make it to the point where you can truly follow these laws and begin to bring about this opulent flow in your life. It's waiting for you. It's waiting for you, beloved one. If your life is not flowing with opulence, like, you know, and I told you earlier, opulence ain't necessarily finance, but if your life is not flowing with full of opulence, then you are doing something to block yourself. Because it's natural. It's natural for God's opulence to flow into your life, beloved one. You don't have to even second guess. That is something that's already there. It's there on all levels. I like Catherine Ponder, Reverend Catherine Ponder. Many of us metaphysical and New Thought people know about Catherine Ponder. And Catherine Ponder used to say, there's gold dust in the air. Every time you take a breath, you're bringing in gold dust into your being. Other words, she was saying, there's richness and there's aspects out there all the time that's flowing. And guess what? They want to flow to you as well. But you are blocking them when you are not participating in doing the universal laws that will help bring you more blessings and more opulence. Open yourself up and follow these universal laws, brothers and sisters. You will see how life will shift and change for you. I'm not just saying this just to have a conversation with you. I'm talking to reality. I put them to the test. I know that they work, and I've seen them work in other people's lives, and they will work in your life too. Just start adhering to just these simple four that I discussed with you today would be enough to really to shift and change your whole thinking, your whole philosophy, and allow things to flow in your life in a many, many ways, okay? So I want you to start taking advantage of that and really begin to do that. Now, I am not going to be here next Sunday, beloved ones. I am traveling. I'm going out of country. I'm going to London. And I'm going to be, but on the following Sunday after that, I will be back but I'll be on the East Coast, but I'll be broadcasting from the East Coast for a day or two. I think many of you, I'm going to, my grandson has another surgery coming up, and I just want to go there and support him to be with his mom and help him through. I know if anybody's going to be okay, Reverend Isaiah is going to be all right, but I just want to be there to support them and help them to get back to get well and do what they need to do. So I want to share that with you, that I will be coming back, and I will be back, but I will not be here next Sunday, okay? Miss you, sending love. I may upload a previous show if you just want to listen in, because all of you know that you can actually just go in at any time and put in an archive show. I mean, you can go back and listen to shows back for us 7-8 years ago when I first started doing this thing, okay, and still listen to the show. So if you feel the need and you feel something that I have said to you that motivates you and keep you motivated, then you can always go back and listen to the show, okay? Very good. And one more thing before I get off the air for a close of the day, I want to share with you, beloved sisters, because it has come to my attention in many ways, and I'm experiencing it. I just had an issue. I just lost a family member to COVID-19, and young person, 42 years old, apparently had some other health conditions in addition to the COVID situation itself. But anyway, I'm finding a lot of people are really becoming affected, if not so much themselves, someone around them, someone in their circle having issues with this particular thing that's happening and what's going on. Especially when it comes to people are discussing with me about what they should do about the vaccinations and how they should do that. Let me just make it very clear to you, blah, blah, blah. I believe in the freedom of choice. I believe in the freedom of choice. As long as your freedom of choice do not affect me or my loved ones. See, sometimes your freedom of choice can have an effect on the next person or someone too. So let me just tell you I'm not going to tell you what to do, but let me just tell you what I decided to do. And if you choose to do this, you can take your own path. I must admit, I was very hesitant about getting a shot. Oh, my God. I fought tooth and nails about doing it and was not doing it. I have been a strict vegetarian for over 40 years. So everybody that knows me knows that health is a priority to me, okay? And I try very hard to stay healthy. Maybe not one of the most important things on the planet to do, but it's one of the things that I feel is important to do, okay? So I don't believe in putting any chemicals in my body, and I don't believe anything that's going to harm me that I want to accept, okay? But I just want to share this with you. One of my nephews told my sister, he had already gotten vaccinated, and he said to his mom, "Mom, if you believe God will assist you in all the other challenges that you're having, all the other stuff you've been through, why would you not believe that God would protect you even if you have a vaccination or would be with you if you had that situation going on?" And I thought about that. I said, that could go both ways. You could believe that maybe you wouldn't get the virus and you wouldn't get it. Or that science is so important and so necessary, they have perfected this thing to the point where you can take it and you believe in God and that you will be okay. And I thought about it for a long, long time. And in the midst of thinking, one day I was meditating, and it came very clear to me that if you don't take this vaccination, you're going to be limited to what you can do in this country. And I knew I had planned to take some trips. I knew I was going outside of the country, and I knew I was going to do some things. And by George, the last couple of days, if you've been following any news and anything, you can see what's happening. It's almost to the point where we're at the state of mandatory vaccination. I don't think it's going to totally get to that because I believe in people's choice to be able to do that. And I know some people don't want to accept it. Some people don't want to deal with it. And it's hard for some people to do. It's amazing. I see people dropping off the line because they don't want to hear this conversation. But you got to deal with the reality of the truth, beloved one. You need to step up and do what you need to do. So if you are having doubts, then you should pray for guidance as to how you should move forth and do the shot. Once I took it, I didn't look back, and I have no regrets, and I'm very glad I trust God and move forward, okay? I figure it's for my highest good and for those around me. If you have a young one or an older one, your decision may have direct impact on them, okay? So think about what you're doing. Pray. If you're in doubt, just pray and ask for guidance and let God give you direction of what it is you should do, beloved ones, okay? I'm not going to try to pray. I'm just sharing with you what I decided to do. Because many people have been asking me about what they should do, how they should do it. That's my speech, and that's how I feel about it. And you probably never heard me mention it anymore, but I just wanted to share that with you. So we're going to close with a prayer, but I want you to all to just keep safe and know that all is well, and knowing that God is the source, and there's nothing bigger than God. There's nothing more powerful than God. No disease, no trauma, no nothing that can conquer God. Keep God first in front of your mind, and everything else will be good and be wonderful for you, loved ones. So just continuously to walk in knowing that God is the source of all of your good. If you hold on to that thought, everything else is secondary, okay? So hold on to the thought that you are one with God and that God is always with you, always protecting you, always guiding you, and will never leave you and forsake you. If you can hold on to that, there's nothing else can be so challenging. Even if you have a challenging moment, knowing that you are still protected. We're going to have challenging moments, beloved one, because we are still working through stuff. We are still working through stuff, even from previous relationships, we are still working through stuff. So there's going to be days where stuff's going to come up and challenge you. But it's just an old thing that happened and coming back, and now you got to work through it. So accept it, embrace it, and knowing that all is well, and knowing that you are one with God, and that's all that matters. So let's close with a prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you for your words of wisdom and your words of knowledge, God. We know that you are the source, and thank you, God, for allowing me to be a vessel to be able to share and to partake in this conversation and to be able to bring some words of understanding and words of knowledge to these loving ones. I thank you, God. I thank you for allowing it to happen. I thank you for them being here. I think that each person that tune in is part of the show, and they're bringing their energy, and I'm grateful for them. And just thank you, God, for the audience. Thank you for all those people who call in, all those people on the computer. We thank you for all the people all over the world. We thank you for all the people in London, Spain, and South America and Canada who are listening in today. We thank you. We thank you. We're grateful for you, and we pray that God will keep his light of protection around you and keep you safe, keep you, your family safe, keep you in divine oneness with him, and always knowing that God is with you and will never leave you, beloved ones. Always just look inside, knowing that I am present in you, is with you at all times, never, never, never leave you, and knowing that you are one with that source. Just say, thank you, God. I'm so grateful that I'm one with you. Thank you, God. I'm so grateful that I'm one with you. Just pray all the time with the understanding that you and God are one and everything will be good. So thank you, beloved one. I am so, so grateful for you for tuning in today, and have a wonderful and blessed week. And we'll talk to you as we go on. If I don't get a chance to talk to you before I leave, I will surely talk to you when I get back. Okay? Thank you, beloved one. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And so it is.